Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says he will attempt to start to deal with the state's underfunded teacher pensions in his first budget. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut's pension fund for public school teachers is now about $13 billion short. The state's annual budget is about $20 billion. Lamont says that's why he's reached out to the state's teacher unions to help defuse this fiscal time bomb that would otherwise blow up future budgets.
The cost could be unsupportable over the next 3 or 4 years. And we're negotiating to see how we can stretch out that obligation and reduce our annual cost and save the pension.
Former Governor Daniel Malloy had proposed that cities and towns should share in the state's teacher pension obligation. Lamont says he's not doing that.
That's not my strategy.
Several other strategies that have been proposed include transferring lottery proceeds and other state assets to the fund. In the past, teachers' unions have objected to higher member contributions, revising the cost of living adjustments, and restructuring benefits. Lamont would not say which of these he's considering. He presents his budget to state lawmakers next Wednesday. Ebong Udama, WSH News.